I do nothing halfway.
This will cost you. You'll learn just how much the human body can withstand, and the mind. WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. We're gonna put on a hell of a show.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol. With three fat guys, we say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Napier.
Farts!
And thank you to Radio Fubar for allowing us the opportunity to go live to these people.
All of our friends.
All of you. Welcome. If you're coming from Dead Men Talking to this... I apologize. Napier, do you have anything about vampires or zombies or anything that you can, you know, just so we can transition a little bit?
True Blood has gotten off the rails lately, and I'm not really a fan no more. I mean, there's certainly titties.
That's the kind of hard-hitting controversial topics we will discuss this evening. 309-740-1430 if you'd like to call in. I did something remarkable the other day.
Really?
Yes, and I would like to...
Is the hunger gone?
The hunger has been gone for a long time. Thank you very much.
No. The hunger's been asleep.
The hunger is gone.
Really?
The hunger is well gone. Really? But I'll tell you what I did.
You don't wake up with a little bit of itch?
Thursdays ago, I was playing hockey. Yep. The trunks ripped. The crotch ripped. It was out in the world.
Glorious.
My precious inner thighs were visible to everyone.
And then I put it
in my bag, and I forgot about it. So the next week, I brought them out, and I said, fuck, I'm wearing rainbow boxer shorts. My boxer shorts are rainbow, and everyone will see them. What do I do? And so I did a thing, an innovation so great.
You pulled your dick out?
No.
No?
I'll tell you what I did.
Yeah?
Wore my shirt as pants. That's right, Napier.
How did they stay up?
I wore my shirt.
There's no elastic.
As pants. The shirt that I was wearing, I fit into a pair of pants.
So you had a ball and asshole hole?
My legs went into the arm holes. And it was a polo shirt. The collar dangled from my crotch.
Yeah.
In a silly type way.
Did you at least have it buttoned?
More of a distraction.
So did you...
More of a distraction from my enemies. So they were like, what is that dangling? What is that? But do you know what it was? It was the shirt that I was wearing as pants.
You know, if you hadn't have done that, the ref probably would have cited you for being too white and all reflective and blinding the other players.
It was fucking obscene. There's no way I could have gone out there like that. Not wearing no pants. And so
Are you saying somebody would have aimed for
I'm
your
like
nuts.
The fucking MacGyver of clothing.
You put a shirt on his pants.
That's correct. That is exactly what I did.
Now, if you would have done something awesome with like a paperclip, then you could be MacGyver. But you sound like a little kid who's like, oh, I'm going to put my shirt on his pants. And
it worked. It was amazing.
How did you keep them up?
I duct taped them to my waist. I had a duct tape belt. I don't think I can wear that shirt anymore because now it has duct tape remnants. That and I'm sure my meaty thighs probably stretched the armholes to their hilt.
I'm pretty sure I could have gone down to the city and talked to a wino and got that exact same conversation. No, you don't understand. You can use your shirt as pants. Just duct tape it to your midsection. And don't worry, you can shit through the armholes.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, when Drunkard STL on the Twitters comes, that's when we're going to break. At the break, we are playing the new Detective Napier crime stories.
Glorious.
But the good thing about the new Detective Napier crime stories is it's not only a great experience. I mean, Detective Napier crime stories, you know, classic, wonderful. But it's a demonstration that Radio FUBAR can use to market itself. We're trying to make ourselves more
advertiser friendly.
Advertiser friendly. And I want to demonstrate the power that we possess to market products to the masses.
Does that mean we shouldn't talk about Winnie the Pooh and Tiggers?
Oh, I see what you did there. It's like a rhyme thing. No, we shouldn't.
Oh no, I was talking about the Unfit.
What?
The Unfit for
FM. I don't
FM.
Listen to that. What did they say?
You were in the chat.
Oh, what did they say?
Well, no, I don't want
to
say it.
Speaking of fucking Unfit for FM.
Yep.
Go to the top of the page. There's a
well, you got
vote
the mouse.
For radio, vote the FUBI Awards.
Yeah.
Be sure to vote for us and not Unfit for FM.
Even though they are better.
Oh, for fuck's sake. And speaking of other shows on radio,
I'm going
to
be on that show for a damn month. I am so damn awesome. I'm going,
they just,
going for
they
four.
They just put that clip on their board forever.
Yeah.
They're just, whenever, they're just going to play it. And
yeah, but I get royalties
from
that.
But it's not true.
What?
It's not true what you said. It was a fib.
It is true.
It was a fib.
It is true.
It was a goddamn fib.
Why are you trying to keep me off their show?
Did I tell you what we're doing with Drunk later?
We're putting things in his mouth this week.
No.
We're not?
Oh, we are.
Yeah, actually. We are.
Yes, we are.
You just want to say no to me at every goddamn turn. No, you're right. Fuck you. Right?
Yes. Later on in the show, when I drink the milk, when I drink regular old everyday 2% milk.
Cow milk?
It makes me feel funny. Like, it makes me feel kind of weird. Like, my tummy grumbles.
Oh, you're lactose intolerant.
Perhaps. It makes me. It seems to just be milk, though. See, milk just makes me feel real, real puffy and full and shitty.
What about ice cream?
I feel strange. No, ice cream's great.
Okay.
But when I drink the milk, it makes me feel funny. And so I've noticed that there's a whole bunch of milk alternatives.
Yeah, there are.
But I'm not an adventurous fella myself.
No, you don't look like it.
I'm not. I tend to be a bit afraid of trying new things.
Which is why you never dated a black girl.
So, what I have done is I have bought a whole bunch of different milk alternatives. And I'm going to have Drunk test them and rank them. And perhaps maybe we'll play a little guessing game with him. I don't know. But the goal is to make sure none of the milks kill him before I try them.
Well, he's not lactose intolerant. I mean, why do you think he could drink something and it could kill you?
But it's not milk, though, right?
Well,
I'm weirded out by the. I got the coconut milk.
Yeah.
I got the almond milk.
Yeah.
I got the soy milk, and then I got a regular old 2% milk as like a test.
But no goat milk.
I did not get goat milk.
Damn.
How do you milk a coconut?
With a hammer. See, coconut titties are really hard. You gotta smash them with a hammer, unlike your old lady who just does it for fun.
Napier.
Yes.
Have you ever in your life, I mean ever, gone to your closet, opened the door, looked inside, and said to yourself, you know what? Today's gonna be the day that I wear my shirt as pants.
No, I have not said that.
Never happened? Not one time?
No, because I have pants to wear that were made as pants.
What would you do if you woke up tomorrow and all of your pants were gone?
I would probably call one of my friends and say, hey, can I borrow some pants? Which is what you could have done at any time.
Borrowed pants?
Yeah, I have...
What are we, ladies? Men don't borrow each other's pants.
They do when they have no
pants.
You
know what I do? I wear my shirt as pants. Yes, sir. It's what I do.
I don't know. Which...
I am now a shirt as pants wearer.
I'm going to go with that's a little fruity. Significantly fruitier than wearing another man's pants.
You think wearing your shirt as pants is more fruity than just wearing your shirt as pants? I just said the same thing twice, didn't I?
Yes, you did. You really want these shirt pants.
I do. I think that they should make like designer pant shirts.
But this doesn't fix the hole in your pants.
Like maybe put a zipper at the bottom going down a little bit.
So are you going to just continue to do this every time you have a game?
Like at the bottom of your shirt?
Yeah.
You know, like where your belly would be?
Yeah.
If you were wearing your shirt correctly?
Well, if I wore a shirt...
going up.
If I...
See, now that would be sexy not only if you were wearing your shirt as pants, but if you were wearing your shirt as shirt, you could like flash the belly button.
Oh, sometimes I have to do that whenever I eat too much and my shirt rides up my belly and like some of it falls underneath it.
So, was listening to the Squarehead kids the other day on the Radio FUBAR. He's there on Fridays. I was sitting there and I was listening to him. I was in the chat. I was hanging out. And I was cleaning up my desktop, accidentally deleted the folder with everything, like all of our stuff, all the WFOD stuff was gone.
Awesome.
It was deleted. And I fucking flipped the fuck out. I mean, like everything, all of our songs, all of our...
You don't have a backup?
All of our everything. No, I didn't. I did not have a backup. I was freaking the fuck out. And so I downloaded a couple of questionable programs onto my computer, hoping that I could restore said files. And one of them found them, but like most of them, it was only like half the song. So like today I was putting the goddamn things up late. I didn't make our intros and outros and stuff for today's show until like 10 minutes ago. And I realized that you were bitching that we don't put the Andrew Ferris song in the intro anymore. And when I went to put it in there, it was only like the first verse.
Oh.
I was like, oh no. Luckily, it's saved in a couple different places throughout the internet, but I don't have it. So I was able to download it, but I don't personally have it. Good story, bro. What's going on with that raccoon? Did he leave? Is he still there?
No, he's still there. He's hanging out. Woke me up this morning. He did an excellent job of that.
Yeah?
He was wonderful. He's my little alarm clock. He's my little buddy. I think if I just embrace him, like when he falls through my roof and, you know, into like a room of the house.
That'll just be his room?
That'll just be his room.
He'll just close the door?
Yeah, I'll just accept him as who he is because I can't get him the fuck out of the house. I don't know what I'm fucking doing. I'm so goddamn bad at getting rid of this raccoon, I might as well invite him forever to stay. And when he eventually claws his way through the insulation in my roof, and falls down into one of the rooms, that'll just be where he lives from now on. I'll bring him, like, cat food. I'll hand him, like, tuna. And we'll be friends forever. I might even grill delicious salmon steaks, and we can sit out on the patio talking about, you know, the good times when, you know, drunk got here on time.
Back in those days?
Back in those days, 3 weeks ago.
Drunk!
Yes, sir.
Do you know what time it is?
It's time for S. Dr. Napier.
Wait a second. Come on, drunk.
You want me to get a little bit more gusto?
Come on, drunk. It's a big night, baby. It's a celebration.
And it's time for S. Dr. Napier. So I was thinking about, like, switching the song up, but I don't know. Maybe not. I guess it's too ingrained in the fabric of S. Dr. Napier.
How about the Twilight Zone?
Could be that. I was thinking maybe Funky Town.
No, that might be too close. I mean, we're gonna change it. We gotta
go like.
You wanna do the X Files theme?
Can we do that? Can you do Straight Outta Compton by N.W.A.?
Oh, that might be a little tough.
I don't think they did that.
Next question.
First question. From local Matt, I believe that is one of Unfit for FM's listeners that hopefully we've stolen. Why do they put Facebook share buttons on porn? Like you want your status to read, "Hey, I'm watching fuzzy fisting Brazilian trans anal dildo play right now."
Some people actually do not have shame. Like, you know when, you know, you're masturbating to like some hot porn and the lady broad's like, you know, just shooting piss everywhere, and it's real hot, and you're pounding your meat. Well, some people embrace that. They embrace it, and they share it with their friends, like, "Hey, everybody, watch this lady get fisted so hard she pisses herself." And everybody just has a good time baiting to the broad getting fisted.
Napier, aren't you one of the types of people that doesn't have any shame?
Well, I don't really get on Facebook.
I see these people as being more evolved.
Like, you think they're better than us?
Yes. Like, they're more free spirits. They're willing to share, you know, quality pornographies that they find on the internet with their friends without feeling judged or ashamed. Them and their friends can share a quality clip. I wish that I had friends like that. When I see, like, a really quality, you know, 8-minute clip on thebeej.com, that I can just send it out and say, "Guys,
check it out.
You will love this one."
Like a really good blowjob scene?
I'm sure you could tweet it.
Haven't you ever seen one that you just feel needs to be shared? I mean, it's like you see a good movie, and like you want to tell people, "Guys, this movie was great. It's one of my favorites."
Nah, most of the time I just look at the U-porns and like whatever the top result is of the day. Like, "Oh, I'll look at that one."
You just click the first one? You don't browse the thumbnail images?
No, I just click the first one. It's like whatever.
That is laziness to the extreme.
Drunk, you browse the thumbnail
images. Oh, I
go
to the search button and everything.
I even open a couple and watch the first few minutes just to see if it's going to, you know, strike my fancy. Yeah,
I don't think I've ever used the search button.
Usually I just search. I'll type in keywords.
What is your go-to keyword?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it Asian?
Yes, you do.
Drunk, it's whatever I'm feeling at the time.
This is a safe place. We're an evolved people. Share with us your keywords.
Is it goats?
Yes. Animals. Farmers.
Well, farmers that's normal. What about...
Farmers and animals.
Oh, like chickens.
Yes.
Some dude died from getting a horse in his butthole. His name was Mr. Hands. Mr. Hands let everybody know you can't take a horse cock in the anus forever and expect to live.
From Indio Techno, what's a blue waffle look like? And when she is right... Oh, God damn it, I can't fucking read. Okay.
Maybe because it's fucking dark in here.
It is kind of dark in here. I was trying to set an ambiance. Because it's a celebration. I was feeling kind of sexy.
What are we celebrating?
celebrating all of our friends coming to coming to the WF.
It's fucking Monday night, baby. You know TGIM.
You know what tonight is.
Oh, that's right. Drunk misses the show all the time, so he probably doesn't even fucking know what's going on. Anyway, we're in the middle of fucking Ask Dr. Napier.
All right.
You save your questions for later. I God damn it. From Indio Techno, what's a blue waffle look like when she is riding the crimson wave?
Probably a smashed up vagina. That's what I'm betting. You ever took a sledgehammer to a vagina? Well,
no.
Multiple times.
No.
Every day.
Nor has anyone else ever.
In the history
I'm
of
sure
the
somebody's
world.
Had to.
No.
Yeah, somebody's had to. Like, somebody's had to at some point hit a vagina with a rock.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Never seen the blue waffle thing. Never seen the two guys with one cup or whatever.
I believe that would be
oh, the one guy,
three
one jar.
Girls in the cup and a guy in a jar. Never seen any of them. You want to know why?
Why?
Because when somebody says, ew, look at this, it's gross.
Yeah.
I don't look at it. Fucking Pod Cheese, their last episode was pretty much all about a movie called A Serbian Film. And he was detailing what happens in the movie. And there's like child rape and like a chick sucking a guy's dick and he starts punching her in the face. And there's a bunch of like decapitations and stuff. He's going through this whole story. You know what that told me?
Don't watch.
I shouldn't watch this movie because it sounds fucking awful.
Well, people like the Saw movies. That's torture porn, isn't it?
You told me, hey, don't click this because it's a really gross-looking vagina called the blue waffle. So you know what I do?
What's that?
I don't fucking click on it.
I've never clicked on it either. I'd rather not. Not. Oh no.
Did somebody post it?
Oh no. Oh
what?
No.
What?
Look at that.
What? Don't just say
Starry.
Oh, no.
Starry Spice. I think she might have. I think she might have looked for it.
Oh, did she? Did she click it?
Oh, I think she might have. Oh, you're not supposed to look at that.
Guys, follow my advice. If somebody says, hey, don't look at this, it's gross, take their word for it. We're your friends. We're not going to... Benny said, don't watch this movie. And you know what? There was a couple people, not going to name any names,
yeah.
The Hanging Out cast guy,
yeah.
Said, hey, I own that movie on DVD. I've owned it for years.
Well, I mean, I own Slapshot too, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
Fucking Jay Edson owns that movie. Bought it. Has it in his collection.
Well, just because you own it.
You know what? Yeah. I guess you would have to, because, you know, I guess you can't go rent that from Redbox. I don't know if Netflix has that. That might be a special order, and then you're stuck with it.
Yeah. I mean, well, let's say you buy it. Do you really want to call up customer service and return it?
This doesn't play. I think it might be formatted for a different region.
No problem, sir. Let's get you the Region 1 DVD of that. And for $5 extra,
well,
you can see
it. It worked for a couple of minutes, but when the guy was... When the guy was raping his son, it just got all choppy, and I don't know what happened. I mean, like, could you just send me the son rape scene?
Well, we'll include the Blu-ray director's cut, and you can actually see the woman's teeth shatter against the man's raging boner as he punches her with his penis.
I don't know. You know, when they went and got the sword so that he could, you know, while he was dog-fucking the lady, he could chop her head off. I don't know. It got really weird, and I think the subtitle screwed up, so I don't know what he said to the guy when he handed him the sword. I mean, could I Google that, you think, or...
You can actually own the animatronic decapitated fuckhead that they used to film this movie. There is...
Please say... Animatronic.
Animatronic fuckhead. You can own this glorious hole.
Oh. Our chat's emptying, Napier.
Probably for good reason. They all went to go see that damn blue waffle.
They all went to go see
I bet
where they can get a Serbian film. From Tex Punchem, why did Billy Joe McAllister jump off the Tallahatchie Bridge?
Because, obviously, it was, you know, the Midwest in the 50s, and...
That's just what happens?
That's just what you did, and I mean, you find a bridge, you jump off it, and you hope for the sweet release of death.
I'm pretty sure he brought his girlfriend with him, didn't he?
Well, yeah, she wanted to watch.
No, I think she jumped with him. But they didn't talk about that. They just talked about old fucking Billy Joe.
I bet the girl jumped, and he's like, no. So, yeah, he just skipped town.
He just peaced out, huh?
Yeah, she was probably pregnant, and he's like, splat. Like, yeah, I'm gonna leave.
It's a shame, you know, back when Billy Joe, when he jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
It doesn't sound like a high bridge. Do you think it is?
I mean, yeah, in a small town like that, how high could the bridge have been?
Couldn't have been death height.
Well, I mean, maybe if the water was really shallow, or there was no water.
Or maybe it's over a deep gulch.
Maybe they had a lot of, like, copperhead snakes in there. He just got fucked up by the snakes.
So he jumped off the bridge into a big pit of copperhead snakes?
Yeah. And, like, shale rock, and just got, you know, cut up and bit, and just eventually either he bled out or he got the gangrene and died.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
Billy Joe seemed like a good guy. Jay Adson has the Blu-ray version of, you know. It was made in Serbia. Do they even have, like, the capabilities of filming in 1080p?
Well, I'm sure it's a Serbian 1080p.
From Anchor Babcock, please define what a hipster is. Is Mike a hipster?
You got hipster glasses.
I wear glasses. I mean, it's because I don't see well.
Yeah, but I mean, they're
not
glasses.
Clear lenses. They're a prescription. I wear glasses because it's a necessity.
Yeah, but you have hipster frames. I mean, they're kind of feminine.
What?
I wouldn't necessarily call them feminine, but
they are hipster.
Ish.
Yeah.
Now you're going to make me self-conscious about my glasses. I'm going to go get all of the pairs of glasses that I own, and you're going to tell me which ones are acceptable to wear.
Well, the frames on it, it's all thick and black and, yeah.
But it's black and silver, though. It has silver flakes.
Oh, boy, you're an original hipster.
That's right.
Yeah.
I wore the black glasses with the silver flakes, like, way before anybody else did.
Yeah, I mean, you knew about it before.
Everybody else has them, you gotta get new ones.
Yeah, you knew about it before everybody else. When the black, thick frame glasses were in a garage, they were in a garage band, and you had their first single, you were at their first show. You went to the bar for their first show, you were there. And now that they're mainstream, you just can't take it.
And that was S. Dr. Napier.
When we come back from break, ladies and gentlemen, Drunk's going to drink a bunch of milk.
Oh, God, this is going to be
hot.
What's
like a bunch of milk?
Quite a bit of milk.
Like four milks. Like not
four milks.
You're not going to give this to me in like a full like 12-ounce cup, are you?
I'm going to give it to you in whatever the fuck I feel like.
We got shot glasses.
Okay.
Shot glasses of milk.
Bought solo cups especially for this. I'm filling them to the brim.
Are they red?
I believe so. They had red and blue.
They didn't have any pink titty awareness solo cups. It's always Titty Awareness Month. There was a virus going round, Papa
caught it and he died last week. She lay on top of me like a sack of meat that had been beaten with a shovel, full of entrails and anuses. From the feel of it, there was a hoof or two in there as well. You did good, kid, I said, giving her an encouraging pat on the rear as I rolled to my right to check the glow of the alarm clock next to her sweat-drenched My Little Pony bed. Instantly, when my hand touched her cold, pale ass cheek. I knew something was wrong. I had thought her spasms and paroxysms were a result of my lovemaking technique. That the way she gnashed her teeth and tried to bite off her left ear was orgasmic release from the way I violently plowed into her gaping hatchet wound she referred to as a vagina. I realized it had been a result of the cyanide dart sticking out of the ass cheek I had lovingly patted. Realized it too late. Realized that the dart had been meant for me. This was going to be a rough Tuesday.
Napier, a private dick without decency. Fighting crime and obesity. So you'd better watch out. Detective Napier, 300 pounds and irresistible. Ladies, this man is invincible. And the world needs him now.
I knew it would be difficult to explain the dead lady full of my sputums, so I unfortunately had to throw her in the river. Sorry, sweetie. You deserve better than this. As I stood there, watching her body, that I had carefully wrapped in bed sheets, float down the river and sink, it hit me. I'd been wearing a condom. There were no sputums left in her at all. I watched her body slowly sink out of sight, lit up, tipped my hat, and whispered, "Whoops, bye." Turning from the edge of the bridge, I raised my fist to the heavens, angrily committing myself to finding the person who had done this to the sweet, overweight lady I was making yum with. My eyes drifted to a nearby Taco Bell billboard, which looked absolutely delicious. This case would have to wait, because although revenge is a dish best served cold, I prefer my Doritos Locos Tacos piping hot.
Something this good can't be kept to yourself. The new Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos from Taco Bell are here.
Hey everyone, Fat Man from Fatty Time here. Ever wonder what would happen if you took all the shows you enjoyed, stuck it in a blender, and fuck it up by all recognition by hitting that puree button? Well, that's RadioFoodBar.com, and my god, it is glorious. With shows like The Mr. Producer Show, The Matt Reefer 4 Hours of Power, Unfit for FM, Fatty Time, Nerdgasm, Uniformed Opinions, and more. But even better than that, you can get all this on your smartphones, iPads, iPhones, computers, and whatever else you have connected to the interwebs with the TuneIn Radio app. So you can get all this great content with no price to you. Just remember to search and bookmark RadioFoodBar.com, and you can listen in to any of the great shows we are playing. For a list of shows and showtimes, connect to RadioFoodBar.com. With TuneIn, you can get your daily cup of FooBar. Can you dig it?
Hello and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. To join in on the excitement, 309-740-1430, or you can Skype us at WFODicks.
So can I ask my question now?
Okay, ask your question now.
So why is today a very special day?
We are joined on Monday nights now by Dead Men Talking Before Us and the Furnacast After Us. So stay tuned. Furnacast starts at 9:30 Central. 10:30 Eastern, and 8:30 where they are.
So, do you know why else today is a very special day?
It's Paul's birthday!
Today is Pauly Deuce Knuckles' 30th birthday.
Oh, congratulations to Pauly Deuce Knuckles.
So everybody blew up at PJKSTL on
at
the Twitter.
At PJKSTL. Wish him a happy birthday.
Wish him a happy 30th.
Tell him we miss him and that he needs to come back because I'm sick of dealing with fucking drunk. So, drunk, you have your cups. There are four cups. And so I think that what we need to do here is we need to rank them. And not only that, but I also want to see if you can guess which one is which.
Okay.
So there is a control in there. There is just regular 2% milk.
Okay.
There is a soy milk, a coconut milk, and an almond milk.
So you weren't going to make me guess which one's which.
I am going to make you guess which one's which.
Oh, but you just told me what the four were.
No, I told you what the four were, but I didn't tell you which one is which.
Well, yes.
I have a very elaborate labeling system.
So you said soy, almond,
coconut, and then regular 2% milk.
I'm sure you could just smell which one smells like coconut, which one smells like almonds, which one smells like 2%, and which one smells like soy sauce.
Drunk is not known for the skill of his nose. He is known for the skill of his mouth. So this is, in a way,
what's in Drunk's mouth,
but Ish. Not entirely. So, I mean, Drunk, when are you ready?
Yeah, I mean,
are you ready to dive into this?
So right now I have Star.
You have Star. Okay. Describe what you're tasting.
I don't know. It kind of tastes like Play-Doh. It
tastes like Play-Doh?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good taste, right?
Unless you've eaten Play-Doh.
I mean, Play-Doh is not horrible. I mean,
but it doesn't taste like milk particularly.
No.
So you're not a fan of Star?
No.
Okay.
So now I'm trying Square.
Square. Okay.
Well, that's a little sweeter, but not by much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not digging that one either?
I can't say it's my favorite I've ever had.
Okay. All right.
Now we're going with Circle.
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 Okay.
Yeah, that one just kind of tastes like water.
It tastes like water. Circle does.
Circle is water.
None of those were indeed regular milk, which would make plain zero label regular milk.
You think?
Yes.
Okay, so you think that is milk that you have right now?
Absolutely.
Okay. Which do you think is the soy milk?
Well, I know Square is almond milk because I tasted the tones of almond.
Okay. Going in for another drink.
I think Star is coconut milk and Circle is soy milk.
He's wrong.
He's wrong? How wrong?
He mixed up soy and coconut milk.
So he's 50%?
Oh, yeah, okay. So soy milk was Star. So give that another taste.
This one, by the way, was my least favorite.
What, soy milk?
Yeah.
The one that tastes like Play-Doh?
Yes.
You're not a fan of soy milk?
Absolutely.
That's your least favorite?
Yes.
Okay. And coconut milk was Circle. So give that another taste. So, I mean, you could get behind that just because it doesn't have much taste.
I mean, if I'm on a deserted island, I'll drink the shit, I guess.
Right. You just have to milk some coconuts.
Right.
Right. Okay. And almond milk? What did you think of the almond milk?
I mean, it was all right. It'd probably be better with, like, some Frosted Flakes or something. But
Would you like some Frosted Flakes in a bowl of almond milk? Would you like that?
I mean, maybe later in life.
So, I guess... what we've learned is, are you a fan of milk at all?
I drink about a gallon every 2-3 days.
You're big on milk, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not convinced you're sticking with milk. Is that?
Oh, no.
All these alternative milks?
Yeah.
Fuck them, 1% right?
You're all the way.
Big on milk still,
1%.
Right?
1%.
Wow.
I actually prefer skim, but everybody else in the house prefers too, so we, what's the word I'm looking for?
Compromised.
Boom. On 1%.
On 1% milk. Yep. Well, what do you think, Napier? Do you want to try some milk?
Well, Drunk's been tasting out of those glasses.
I'm kind of curious about the one that tastes like Play-Doh.
Why don't you have some?
I might a little later if I'm feeling froggy.
Yeah, you might want to have like the biggest, thickest peanut butter sandwich you ever had in your life
to go with the Play-Doh milk.
Yeah.
Do you think I didn't buy sweet? They had sweetened and vanilla. Do you think that it would be better if I got sweetened?
No, that would mess up the taste.
I guess if you had sweetened milk, wouldn't it taste like what's left? You know what? I already tried the almond milk, and the almond milk kind of made me think it was kind of like if you ate cereal that had almonds in it,
yeah,
and then you ate all the cereal.
Like a Honey Bunches of Oats?
Yeah, like the cereal that was milk left. Guys,
we are so awesome.
Guys,
what?
What's going on with you and coughing?
I don't know. I got like a little thing in my throat.
Where's this thing coming from?
I don't know. I feel like I got a hair in there.
You got a hair in there?
Yeah.
You chewing on your beard or something?
No, but it tends to wind up in my mouth somehow. Like I'm digging my hairs out of my tongue sometimes.
Do you think that our biggest export as a country is dead bodies?
We don't
think that's what we make the most of is people.
Well, we don't export our dead bodies. I mean,
don't
you
think
want
we
them.
Could though?
Where? Why would somebody want a bunch of dead bodies?
Don't you think we could use it for something?
I don't know. I would bet China exports more dead bodies than the Americans.
Doesn't it seem like we just waste all this, like, dead body? We just bury it in the ground?
Not always.
Don't you think that we could make something out of it?
What, like, for medical students so they can, like, do their testing on them?
They do that as well.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, produce a thing.
Like, what kind of thing? Give me an invention. I'll tell you if it's
like, what if we just, like threw a bunch of...
Puppet theater?
Threw a bunch of people into, like, a thing and, like, grinded them into, like, a fuel. Couldn't we make, like, people fuel?
Well, like, you could do that without people.
That seems a little insensitive.
Yeah. It doesn't, though. We're wasting all of this ground space, and we're wasting all of this
What do you propose
stuff.
We put on this ground space? McDonald's? We already got 3,000 million of them.
We have.
Yeah, we're not really running out of room. I mean...
But it just seems like a big waste.
Well, so's North
Dakota.
Like, what's your point?
Our essence is what keeps us going, right?
What do you mean, our essence?
Well, I mean, like, our stuff. Like, we're like, we don't need to be, like, charged.
You mean, like, the Matrix?
like we get, like, our we could be converted into something, like, to, like, run cars or something, couldn't we?
Like dinosaurs?
Don't you think they could... Yeah.
Well, that was a while ago. I mean, there hasn't been dinosaurs for a while.
Well, couldn't they speed up that process?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, it's like over millions of years, right?
Right.
But, like, we got all kinds of stuff. We could make, you know?
You can do that with poo.
Poo?
Yeah, you grind up some poo, and it makes a oily-like substance, and you can actually put that in your car, and it lubricates your car.
Pretty sure you can do that with fast food oil, too.
Yeah, they take the grease out and, you know, you put it in your car.
And is your need to drive so bad that you want to cut up dead bodies to put it in your fuel tank?
Yeah, where are you going that you need to run off my grandma?
Tex has a good line in the chat. I hope he tries Harvey milk next. And then he said that he hopes my skull gets crushed with a cinder block for not acknowledging his Harvey Milk line. It was a good line, I thought. It was pretty good. See, Harvey Milk, he had the AIDS, didn't he?
No.
Didn't Harvey Milk have the AIDS?
No, he got assassinated.
I don't even know who Harvey Milk
Are you
Milk
sure
was.
Harvey Milk didn't have AIDS?
I don't know. I didn't
or
know
Or is
him.
That me being insensitive?
No, he's
Because I just assume that the gays have the AIDS.
Maybe I'm not up on my pop culture.
I'm 90% sure Harvey Milk had the AIDS.
I know he got shot. I mean,
Did he get shot?
Yeah, he got shot.
Do you think he got shot before or after he got AIDS?
Well, after really wouldn't do anybody any good
or
bad.
After he was shot, they put the AIDS into him?
Like,
just as like
with
an
the
actor.
Penis? Like, what are you saying? They put the poison into him so that he couldn't get up to heaven.
See, but Kesha has the right idea, though. Like, Kesha's in the rehab. You know the Kesha that does the
oh,
pop songs?
The broad with the dollar sign for an S that's stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you just want to call her Keisha, right? Don't you just want to grab her by the shoulders and shake her and say, no, your name's Keisha.
No,
Keisha, her name is Ka dollar sign Ha.
Got a broad that comes into my work all the time, and she says her last name is Knuckles. And every month, I say, oh, Knuckles? She says, no, Knuckles.
I don't think that's how it's pronounced.
And I remember who she is, but every month I say Knuckles, and every month she corrects me. She wants to make her name fancy, but her last name is Knuckles. It's not Knuckles. The
no.
K is silent, you fucking idiot.
This isn't
don't you know your name?
This isn't one of the Knuckles that we used to know, is it?
It's probably spelled the exact same way, too.
So this isn't one of the Knuckles that we used to know, is it?
No.
The dude whose dog shit all over your house.
And left me a note.
Yeah.
Says this is poop.
Yeah. Did
But no, the
did
Kesha.
Did he ever pay you for that?
No, he did not. The Kesha, she's in rehab, and she tweeted out that she wants her fans to send her teeth because she wants to make teeth art. And the rehab is getting mad because they keep getting all these packages full of teeth.
Really?
People are sending this broad their fucking teeth, Napier.
So, let me ask you this.
Okay.
What is she in rehab for?
More than likely drugs or alcohol.
So
right?
You don't know what she's in rehab
for. I don't know.
How long has she been in rehab?
Not long enough if she's asking for teeth. Holy shit.
If I don't know why she's in rehab, how would I know how long she's been in rehab?
When,
obviously, I don't research anything, drunk. I don't know.
I swear to God, if some broad like was in rehab and I was a doctor in her facility and she just sent out a message to all of her friends and family.
Oh, Anchor, look it
up. Send me your teeth.
Harvey Milk did not have AIDS. I apologize. I think his boyfriend had AIDS. James Franco had AIDS.
Well,
boyfriend James Franco had the AIDS.
James Franco, like the James Franco,
like the actor.
What were you were saying? Okay, so she's sending teeth.
She's asking people for teeth, and
so she can make art out of them.
Yeah, so she can make decorative jewelry out of people's teeth.
Right,
and she expects to leave this place at all ever. I swear to God, if I was a doctor there, she would never leave. You would never see daylight again. You would die in that place in a straitjacket.
What I got to know is when is she coming to St. Louis? Because I've got to see Kesha.
Why? You a fan of the Kesha?
She's amazing.
You big fan?
A lyrical genius.
Right? Like woke up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy?
Yes. And she brushes her teeth with a bottle of Jack. Sounds like a party
something,
animal.
Obviously,
something.
Needs teeth.
I brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack, and now I need new teeth.
To make necklaces out of. Send me your teeth. I will make decorative jewelry out of them, and I will send them back to you. You can give them to your grandkids and say, grandkids, I sent my teeth to Kesha. Look what she brought back. Decorative earrings. This one's an elephant.
There was a pop song. Kids. Growing up named Kesha. And she did a lot of the drugs. And
obviously.
So they sent her to rehab. And I was a big fan of Kesha and her silly pop songs.
Especially the songs about teeth. Those were amazing. And so when there was a call put out there to the Kesha army, please send me your teeth. I immediately went down to the dentist office, had him pull everything that I've ever used. Your father really loved this, by the way. Not saying you should do it. I'm just saying your man's going to love you. And I mailed them to her. She sent me back an entire zoo's worth of animals.
It's in the chat. I bet she stinks.
I bet she smells like all gums now.
So I put all my teeth in an envelope. And I drove it down to the post office.
And they said, you can't mail this. It's got blood leaking out of it.
And they said, do you have anything fragile, perishable? What else did they ask? Explosive, moving,
alive, living,
alive or dead. And you say, well, that depends on what you mean by dead. Because these are my teeth. And well, I'm alive.
And so's the roots. As you can see, they're still leaking generously all over the envelope. I'm sure you can smell mouth by now. As you've noticed, I brush my teeth with Jack Daniels like my rock star hero Kesha.
You get pulled over on the way to work in the morning and they say, ma'am, have you been drinking?
No, officer, I haven't.
No, officer. But I did brush my teeth.
I can play a trombone so well. Soup is no longer my enemy.
While me and Napier are having a really good time talking about the Kesha story, Drunk is just looking on like we're a couple of fucking retards.
Don't talk about my idol that way.
I'm sorry.
Just so, staring us down.
You were
down.
Not amused that we were mocking the Kesha.
Drunk was looking at us like we were talking about his people.
It's been one of those days, man.
Did somebody else ask you for your teeth?
No. People just bed-mouthing Kesha all day. I can't stand it.
Would you send Kesha your teeth?
Yes.
You would?
Absolutely.
Like if one fell out, you'd put it in an envelope and send it?
As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about going to the dentist, just getting all new teeth, and asking the dentist for my teeth back so I can send them to Kesha.
Those would smell amazing. So, did I ever tell you I had like 4 wisdom teeth pulled at one time?
Do you still have them?
No, but after my dentist had removed them from my skull and I was all hopped up on drugs and blood was pouring down into my stomach, the nurse, dentist assistant lady had them in her hand and proceeded to shove them into my face and say, here, we got them all. Look at them. I almost just vomited up a stomach full of blood right in her face.
Were they pretty long?
No, they were normal teeth.
Yeah.
Just good sized teeth. Just, you know, I had too many, and they took care of them for me.
Just ripped them on out of there.
Just ripped them on out. He was not gentle at all. This man just got the fuck in there.
He sized you up when you walked in the door, and he said, that guy can take it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and he just shot me full of Novocaine.
I got the gas, and trust me, I went ham on the gas. I went so ham, I passed the fuck out.
That's probably a good idea.
And then they gave you, like, a month's worth of Percocet. Oh, man. That's like the best deal ever.
I got the codeine. They gave me the codeine.
Oh, no. My dentist was like, here you go. Here's some Percocet. I'm like, thank you very much.
Oh, man. I should have got knocked out because I was awake during the entire thing, and you could hear the crunching. Like, when...
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it just crunched. And every time I pop my jaw now, I kind of got that feeling, like in the pit of my stomach, of my teeth being ripped down to my skull. Mm. I was all drugged up.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, what would you fashion out of teeth, Mike? Necklaces? Earrings? Would they be birds or elephants or possums, maybe raccoons?
If you got like a good teeth, like a good tooth, yeah, that had like, you know, four little stems on it, you could make it into little elephants, couldn't you? Give it a little trunk, put some eyes on it.
Yeah.
You think you could like attach one to the end of a stick and make an arrow out of it?
Or maybe encase it in resin and make little Doctor, what was the doctor's name from Jurassic Park?
Which doctor? Dr. Malcolm?
No, the older one.
Sam something? I can't remember his name.
Yeah, instead of the little mosquito in the little egg that he used to walk around with his little walking stick, Kesha could fashion...
Dr. Hammond, the phones are working.
Yes!
That's it.
Yeah, you could have one of those pimp canes, but instead of a mosquito, it's your tooth that Kesha has fashioned for you into a pimp cane.
Wow. Drunk, where were you last week? What happened?
I was working.
Why? Haven't you quit that damn place yet?
Trust me, I think about it all the time.
Well, I mean, now that we've got Taco Bell as a sponsor, you can probably quit your job.
Is Taco Bell really a sponsor?
No. Absolutely not. No, however, they didn't market ourselves.
I was about to say, I eat Taco Bell like 5 nights a week after I go to the bar. So.
Do you? What's your favorite thing at Taco Bell?
I generally either go cheesy gordita crunch.
I wish that I had that dong sound effect so I could just play it like every time Drunk says something like,
dong.
Yeah, cheesy gordita crunch. Dong.
Or I'll opt the Crunchwrap Supreme.
Dong.
Dong.
Or I'll opt the caramel apple empanada.
Dong.
Or the new loaded grilled stuff nacho is not so bad.
Dong.
I usually try the new shit every time.
They said that that grilled stuff nacho is the
dong
most unhealthy thing buy to eat for a dollar.
Yeah.
Thank God.
It was $1.29, but That makes it even better. I'm going to get another one as soon as I leave here.
Yeah?
Actually, I was kind of thinking Arby's, a Max.
Is that what you were thinking? You were thinking Arby's?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Is it Furnacast time?
It's getting there.
It doesn't seem to be.
Their show is way better than ours.
Yeah.
Stick around for, I guess, the main
content
attraction.
And...
Right.
We're just fucking...
We're just the undercard here. Yeah.
Treading water. We're...
We're like the news before David Letterman.
We're the shit in the middle of the shit sandwich.
Yeah. We're reruns of that barbed wire show before you can get to Letterman.
Dead Men Talking is like the bread on the bottom, and we're the big pile of shit. And then like the Furnacast is like the sesame seed artisan bun. And they just toast it a little bit.
Yeah, it's got the honey Dijon mustard. Yeah.
Or maybe like the sear on the top of the grill with the butter.
That's good, too. Maybe some toasted oats.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fancy brioche.
All right, so for the next half hour while we wait for the Furnacast to start, I am going to pour myself a bowl of cereal in almond milk, and I'm going to eat it.
Live on air!
Into the microphone while you listen.
Is that an appropriate use of
that's
station airtime?
So, read a story earlier today about two teenage boys.
Okay, we're getting hot.
Yeah, it's getting there. Stole over $8,000 worth of Victoria's Secret underwear.
So, like four pair?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like four or five pairs.
Were they in their sizes, or... They just stole some underwear.
I think they just grabbed whatever they could. I
was
guess,
about to say, you know, Mike didn't research.
I guess
this.
They Come what they now. Were trying to do is they were trying to, you know, make some cash on the
black market,
on the secondhand black market underwear market.
That's a really big market.
Yeah, you know, when when you want to get some underwear, but you don't want to go to, like, the malls. You want to get them from some, you know, teenage boy selling them out of the trunk of his car.
Well, I'm probably sure he'd just eBay it. I mean,
They pull up, and they're like, hey, you look like a gal who could use some underwear. And boy, do I got the right kind for you.
You won't even smell that.
Actually, they got away with it. They did several trips in over the course of a couple of months and stole a bunch of stuff. And they got caught because their parents turned them in. Because I guess they went into their bedrooms like they were putting laundry away, and they're like, "What is all these women's panties with the tags still on them?"
I'd have been like, "I was been fucking if all that would
if that would have been my kid, and I would have caught him right now on the show, I would still be clapping. Good job, son!
High fives all around.
Yeah,
not too bright, those kids."
Well, I mean, they kind of are. So did they other get than arrested? Storing it.
Well, I mean, if they got away with $8,000 worth of fucking panties. How do you even do that?
I don't know, but I guess the dad can rest easy on the whole "are they gay" thing.
Well, no. Now they're going to jail.
That's true.
So
I don't think so. They're 12. They're going to juvie. That's not jail.
But it couldn't be a sexual thing because they were new. I mean, like, you know, if I stole, like, a whole bunch of panties, I guess think I was being creepy, like, if I stole them from, like, you know, a lady's locker room or something.
Well, if they're little kids, then they probably didn't know they weren't from a lady's locker room. Maybe they just thought that's where they, you know, put them up to dry off. Like a clothesline.
You must have nothing, huh?
You're just
looking at me like, I hope you had something.
Fucking thing.
Yeah?
Not one fucking thing.
So we can do, like, show prep on the air again. What do you want to do next week?
I don't know.
Are we going to have new Detective Napier?
We just need to retire.
Yeah?
We just need to be done.
Well, I mean, we could always do that.
Just be done?
I mean,
call it a day?
If that's what you want to do.
That Starry Spice said her ex-stepdaughter and her friends stole lingerie and took pics posted on MySpace.
Send us the pictures.
Well, first of all, why is Starry Spice's friends and her stepdaughter, like, taking pictures of each other in their underwear?
Sounds awesome.
And number two, I didn't think Starry Spice was that old.
What, to have stepdaughters that take, yeah. Underwear pics?
Yeah. Well, or at least post on MySpace. That was at least 10 years ago, wasn't it?
I don't know about 10.
We need more detail on this story, I think.
I think you need to call in.
Yeah.
309-740-1430.
Be our content provider. We'll be waiting.
I need to know more about this story. So they must have been young, because if they're... Well, I mean, it's a stepdaughter. Maybe she's, like, you know, the young gal, you know, hooking up with older fellas that have stepdaughters that were, like, her age.
Or maybe the dad was, like, real old and, like, he was trolling the high schools and, like, yeah, I'm going to get me some of that cheerleader tang.
And then he succeeded.
Obviously.
By pulling down Starry.
I think that's what Shannon from Not Safe for Water Coolers did. I think Shannon has, like, a 25-year-old stepson. He has a stepson like Drunk's age.
Drunk ain't 25.
Shut up. God damn it.
309-740-1430.
Or contact us on the Skypes.
I'm pretty sure that, like, you guys just show up every week to just, like, shit on everything. Like, that's I bring up things, and then you're like, no, that's stupid.
And then we shit on
you just
them.
Said.
Yes, every time exactly. I bring up my raccoon stories, you don't think
your
those
raccoon
are clever.
Story, nothing new happened.
Yeah, I
no,
mean,
I've
you
accepted
know you could
him.
Call, like, a guy for that, right?
Well, like, what kind of guy?
Like a pest service?
No, I don't want to do that. They charge, like, money.
Okay, but your raccoon will be gone.
Yeah, but, I mean, what am I going to pay him in, the raccoon pelt?
Did you call... You called the animal control, and they just said...
No, I didn't.
It'll cost money? Oh, you didn't?
No. I'm thinking I'm just going to go down to like Home Depot or Lowe's and get a trap and like put some cat food in there. And when he's in the trap, I'm just going to take him over to my neighbor's house and just, you know, leave him there.
Oh. You going to let him die in the trap?
Well, that's up to my neighbor.
Yeah.
Once he's in his yard, it's no longer my raccoon. It's his raccoon. Yeah.
You could just, like, shoot it and eat it.
Well, I don't want to shoot it and eat it. Then I'll be eating a raccoon.
So?
The thing eats garbage. I mean, that's not going to be tasty.
You think it's going to be too greasy for you?
No, it's too lean.
Too lean?
Yeah.
Is it a skinny raccoon?
No, it's not. It's actually rather fucking huge.
So it'll probably be pretty fatty and very greasy.
How would you prepare?
I'd probably ground them up and make hamburgers out of them.
That seems lazy. You wouldn't take parts of him and, like, fry him like chicken?
No, I'm not eating raccoon tenderloin, if that's what you're asking. The fillet of the raccoon.
No, you just, you leave him in some buttermilk overnight, let it leach out all of that, what do raccoons have, herpes?
Rabies.
Rabies, there we go. You just let the buttermilk leach out all the rabies.
Sounds good. I could eat some possum, too.
What kind of possum?
I don't know, like the tenderloin of the possum.
Oh, I meant color.
Oh, I don't know. Aren't they all gray?
Well, some of them are more gray than others.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, put it in a crock pot. That sounds like a good idea, too.
No, you gotta...
Just cook that shit all day long.
Well, you gotta treat it right. You gotta treat it like the fine animal that it was. You gotta
put some seasoning into it.
Yeah, some
a little seasoned salt, some pepper,
some lowry seasoning salt.
Yeah,
maybe some Old Bay. Everybody love like paprika.
Like a bay leaf.
No, like Old Bay seasoning, like fish seasoning.
Maybe put a sprig of thyme in there or something.
Yeah, you put. Put some garnishes in there, you know, get them all herbed up, you know, 12 herbs and spices, and then you...
And then after I'm done with, like, with that, I can make a hat out of them, right?
Well, by then he's probably dead, so, I mean...
I did used to, back in the day, have one of those raccoon hats, like Davy Crockett.
Was it a real raccoon or fake shit?
It was fake.
Oh. Was the tail at least real?
I couldn't tell you.
You know, you used to be able to buy rabbit's feet, the lucky rabbit's feet, and they were actually rabbit's feet.
I'm pretty sure they still are.
Yeah, but you can't really find those anymore, like in quarter vending machines at Kmart. The hippies will protest, be like, no, you can't take those sweet little bunny legs and use them as ornaments.
Well, why can't you?
Because that's cruel and unusual.
Listening to Tom tell the story about how he got his rabbit's foot is hilarious.
Well, Tom's not here. I really wish Tom was here.
Yeah. See what he did? He was at his uncle's house, and his uncle had a rabbit farm, and they were doing whatever with the rabbits. And so he told Tom to grab the hammer and swing. Do it hard. Well, he did it, but he didn't kill him. So he had to, like... Hit him in the head like 4 times.
Oh, no.
Before he could get his rabbit's foot. That's hilarious to me.
So it took him like 4 or 5 swings to like break the rabbit's leg?
No, to break its head.
Oh.
To kill the rabbit.
Oh, I thought he was just going for legs.
No, going for the head. Kill the rabbit. Then he could have the leg.
Well, that makes way more sense. Wouldn't that suck as a little kid, though?
He's like 6, and your uncle's like, here you go. Here's a hammer. Hit the bunny in the head.
You kind
of. No big deal.
You would think as a little kid, like, oh, well, this is my uncle's house. He's got all these rabbits. My uncle is so cool. He's got, like, 30, 40 fucking rabbits. Like, this is an awesome place to go. Hold on, little guy.
Right.
You want a rabbit's foot? You're going to have to hit this one in the head with a hammer.
Right.
It's a fake hammer, right? Yeah, it's fake.
Yeah, fake hammer. he said he had to hit him, like, 6 times before he actually killed him. That's scarring for a 6-year-old.
I'm pretty sure even... little Tommy as a 6-year-old probably could have just headbutted the little fucker. Unfortunately, none of our friends get the joke because, well, they don't know how big of a head bastard Tom is.
Indeed.
So is Sari going to call in, or am I just going to ramble on about rabbits? She's not going to call in, is she? This is sad. Yeah. Are we going to see you in Hell Faggots, or are we going to keep this train going? No, just spinning. Okay, well, we're in the mud here, so we're going to go and try this again next week with an hour-long episode, more than an hour-long episode.
Hour and a half, I believe.
Yeah.
One hour and 15 minutes.
I only planned for an hour, and
You didn't plan for anything, Napier.
No, I got tacos, and those tacos only keep the conversation going for an hour.
How many tacos did you get for me?
Well, I bought...
Wah, wah, wah.
I bought 4 of them. And where were you?
Working.
Working man's got to get his own tacos.
Yeah. All
right. Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well... Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Join us Mondays, 9-8 Central on RadioFubar.com. Join to chat, or download the TuneIn app for smartphones and listen to it that way. Download our show on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, whatever the fuck you want. No, they don't make Zunes. Or from RadioFubar.com. Rate us on iTunes, or Stitcher, or fucking Facebook. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook.com/WFODix, on Twitter at WFODix, or you can follow us around on one of our mini channels at Shoza, at PJKSTO, at DrunkardSTO, or you can do shit that other people put up for me on Twitter at Napierisms. Listen to other shows on Radio Fubar because we're not dicks about it. And then buy a shirt. See you in hell.
Darling.
You well, just, thank you, guys.
Thanks for being our opening act.
It was good to talk to you, Mandy.
She can't hear you, drunk.
Can you hear Wolverine?
What?
Of course
my God,
can.
Don't.
Wolverine's right there.
I'm taking my headphones off.
Wolverine, wish Mandy luck.
But Mandy, I love you. Good luck to you.
To me. Oh, God, it makes my skin crawl. It makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
And that makes it beautiful for me.
Ew.
Tell her you're going to inflate her like a frog.
I'm going to inflate you like a frog.